In this bulletin, a Brisbane woman and her daughter named as among the dead following the volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The federal government defends its approach to climate policy. And in the AFL, star midfielder Marcus Bontempelli to captain the Western Bulldogs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Two of the Australians killed in the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island have been identified. 47-year-old Brisbane woman Julie Roberts and her 20-year-old daughter Jessica are among those who perished. Police in New Zealand contacted their relatives to confirm their bodies had been found. The Rural Fire Service has confirmed more than 720 homes have been destroyed in New South Wales over the bushfire season. The fire danger level remains elevated across large parts of the state, despite a southerly wind change reducing temperatures. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has defended the Coalition's approach to climate change after criticism from a senior member of the New South Wales Liberal Party. Environment Minister Matt Keane has linked Australia's bushfire emergency to climate change, saying what's happening is not normal and that doing nothing is not an option. Mr. McCormack says he understands why people are concerned about climate change, but says it's important to keep the issue in perspective.
Yes, we do need to address climate change, and we're doing that, but we're doing it in a practical, responsible way, without smashing up the economy, without making electricity and power prices unaffordable for average, everyday Australian families and households.
Drug users attending music festivals across New South Wales will be able to dispose of their drugs in amnesty bins without the risk of a penalty. The New South Wales government has decided to place the bins at festivals from the end of this month. Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who continues to oppose pill testing, believes the amnesty measures could save lives.
A single pill can kill. Multiple pills obviously have a higher incidence or a higher chance of causing death. And if these amnesty bins prove to be successful, well, then obviously we've done our part in increasing safety. And just to stress that because we do have a sense of urgency about us, these bins we intend to introduce from the 28th of December.
Federal Labor has created what it's calling a multicultural engagement task force to try to ensure the views of multicultural communities are better reflected in Labor Party policy. Labor's spokesman for multicultural affairs, Andrew Giles, says the task force will build on other programs Labor has already created to better represent Australia's diverse communities.
To make sure that their concerns are reflected in the approach that Labor takes to government. This builds on a number of other steps Labor has taken in this area in ensuring that we continue to be the party of modern multicultural Australia. We have already established a multicultural caucus task force. This is a body that will ensure that every issue that goes before us in the parliament reflects the concerns of modern multicultural Australia.
New figures from the agency responsible for delivering the National Disability Insurance Scheme show a slight increase in the number of people from diverse backgrounds accessing disability support services. The National Disability Insurance Agency says more than 27,000 people from a culturally and linguistically diverse background are now accessing services from the NDIS. This represents a rise from 8.4% to 8.7% of the entire NDIS participant population. Jamie Lowe from the National Disability Insurance Agency says more is being done to help people overcome any language barriers, which could be contributing to delays in them accessing services.
We're doing a lot more to communicate with people from a non-English speaking background about what's required for them to support their access application. And so I think language is probably putting people from a cold community in a slightly more difficult position, but that means that we need to do more to make sure they understand our requirements in terms of documentation and their access request.
The father of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is confident public opinion is turning in support of his son, who's being held in a UK prison. Assange is awaiting an extradition hearing that could see him sent to the United States to face criminal charges. His father, John Shipton, is campaigning for his son's release, saying it would be catastrophic for press freedom around the world if the 48-year-old were to be dragged away in a yellow jumpsuit with chains around him. In the AFL, star midfielder Marcus Bontempelli will succeed Easton Wood as captain of the Western Bulldogs. The 24-year-old will have Lockie Hunter as his deputy in a six-man leadership group, which also includes Wood, Jason Johansson, Mitch Wallace and new addition Josh Dunkley. Well, now the weather across Australia for Thursday. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 19. Hobart, a shower or two, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy and 29. Wollongong, a smoke haze, 21. Sydney, similar, 24. Also smoke haze in Newcastle, 23. Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 33. Cairns, showers and 32. And Darwin, shower and a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS.